平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
刚才我们所唱这首诗歌，实在是一首何等美丽、何等甘甜的一首诗歌。
What a beautiful and sweet hymn it was that we just sang.
你是爱的温柔气息。
You are the sweet breeze of love.
就像我们刚才弟兄也告诉我们，主用他的爱来爱我们，他要求我们的就是我们用爱来回应他的爱。
Just as our brother reminded us, he loves us with his sweet love, and what he requires of us is to love him back.
刚才弟兄也讲到，我们在这里的每一位，我们都是被主的爱所吸引的。
And he mentioned that every one of us here has been drawn by his love.
那也许我们的爱还不是很多。
Perhaps we do not love him enough.
也许我们不能够跟主说有你我就足够了。
Perhaps it's not yet that we can tell him with you it is enough.
可是不管怎么样，我们是心里面是爱主的。
But nevertheless, we all have a love for the Lord in our heart.
不然我们不会在这里，对不对
？Otherwise we would not be here.
但愿早晨主用他的爱更多来充满我们。
So may the Lord fill our heart even more with His love this morning.
好叫我们里面有够多的爱，好叫我们里面被改变，我们可以用主的爱来回应他对我们的大爱。
So that there will be more love in us, that we can be changed and to respond to His great love with the love for Him.
可以在他的爱中，我们来享受他同在的甘甜。
And in His love, we can enjoy the sweetness of His presence.
在他爱中，我们来长大。
And in His love, we can grow.
在他爱中，我们可以被改变的更多像他。
And in His love, we can be changed to be more like Him.
上一次在跟弟兄姐妹的交通，我们提到我们与主耶稣基督一同得分。
And last time when I shared with you, we talked about how to fellowship with our Christ.
主耶稣基督就是我们的份。
Our Lord Jesus is our portion.
我们可以在主里面与他交通，可以在与主，主的神的心意是要我们与主耶稣基督一同得分。
In the Lord, we can fellowship with Him, and that is His desire for us to enter into fellowship.
哥林多前书一章十九节讲到，神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
And that verse came from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
今天我们愿意来跟弟兄姐妹一起交通，一起来思想，与主一同坐席。
And today I'd like to share with you and to fellowship on how to dine with the Lord.
我们来读几处的圣经。
And we'll begin with a few scriptures.
马太福音八章十一节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 11.
马太福音八章十一节。
Matthew 8:11.
早早的，我们一起用我们熟悉的语言来读。
And when you find it, we can read it together in whichever language that you're familiar with.
好，一起来。我又告诉你们，
many will come from east and west, and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the kingdom of heaven.
与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。好，再请我们翻到马太福音二十二章。
Okay, then turn to Matthew 22.
我们要一起来看第一节到第十三、第四十节、十四节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 14.
好，我来读。
And I'll just read it.
耶稣又用比喻对他们说：“天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去请那些被召的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。王又打发别的仆人说：‘你们。’”告诉那被召的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。那些人不理就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去，其余的人拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。于是对仆人说，喜宴已经齐备，只是所招的人不配，所以你们要往岔路口上去，凡遇见的都招来赴席。那些仆人就出去，在大路上凡遇见的，不论善恶，都招聚了来。筵席上就坐满了客。王进来观看宾客， 见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，于是就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。于是王对使唤的人说，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外面的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
Starting from verse 1, Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast to his son. And he sent out his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding feast, and they were unwilling to come. Again, he sent out other slaves, saying, Tell those who have been invited, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fattened livestock has all butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But they paid no attention and went their way, one to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them. But the king was enraged, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their cities on fire. And he said to the slaves, The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, to the main highways, and as many as you find there, invite to the wedding feast. Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered together all they found, both evil and good, and the wedding hall was filled with dinner guests. But when the king came in to look over the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes. And he said to him, Friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes? And the man was speechless. Then the king said to the servant, Bind him hand and foot, throw him into the outer darkness, and in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.
好，最后我们请打开启示录第三章第二十节。
Lastly, please turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3.
三章二十节。
Revelation 3:20.
好，我们一起来读。
And we can read it together.
So, 我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。然后我们读启示录十九章七到九节。
Also Revelation chapter 19 verse 7 to 9.
十九章七到九节。
19:7 to 9.
好，我们一起来读。
We can read it together.
Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him,
for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God.
凡被请赴羔羊宴席的有福了。
Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let us have further word of prayers.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你用你的大爱来爱我们。
You have loved us with a great love.
要来邀请我们赴你爱的宴席。
Even invite us to your feast.
哦，主，我们愿意。来答应你的呼召。
Lord, we want to respond to your calling.
早晨，愿你来，引导我们，来教导我们，主啊，来，哦，主，用你的爱，主来摸我们。
Lord, this morning, please lead us and teach us, touch us with your love.
主，叫我们能够明白你的心意。
So that we may know your heart.
叫我们能够真是，哦，主啊，哦，主真的，不是做一个哦主好像对你心意漠不关心的人。
So that we will not be ignorant to your will.
主啊，叫我们真是愿意来回应你爱的呼召。
But that we may respond to the love, the calling of love.
好叫主在最后哦主羔羊婚宴的时候，主我们都在其中。
Lord, on the last day at the marriage supper of the Lamb, may we all be part of it.
我们仰望你来恩待我们。
Lord, we look up to you. Have mercy on us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 在讲到与主一同坐席的时候，我们要认识第一件事情，就是我们是被他所召的。
As we talk about dining with the Lord, the first thing we need to recognize is that we are called by Him.
神用他的恩典 来呼召我们。
He called us by His grace.
所以保罗祷告就是说，我们求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，让他来照明我们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
That is why Paul prayed in Ephesians that the Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know the hope of His glory, the hope of His calling.
神用他的恩召来召我们。
He has called us by His grace.
所以我们都是同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
So we are all brethren called by the same heavenly calling.
所以神召我们来与他一同，与基督耶稣一同得份。
And He called us to enter into fellowship with Christ Jesus.
来与我们的主耶稣基督一同坐席。
And to come and dine with our Lord Jesus.
我们刚才读了一段很长的经节，就是主耶稣自己讲的话，一个王为他儿子来预备娶亲的筵席。
Earlier we read a fairly long parable that is of a king inviting people to his son's wedding feast.
那如果我们仔细读的话呢，我们就发现说，这个王哈，他不是邀请人来赴他儿子的宴席。
If you really carefully, the king was not inviting people to come to the banquet.
在马太福音二十二章第三节那边讲到说，请那些被召的人来赴席。
And in 22 verse 3 says, bring those who are called.
所以这跟我们想的不太一样哈。
And so it is a little different from our imagination.
我们知道现在如果我们有婚礼的话，那我们把一个请帖寄出去。
We know if there is a wedding today, you send out an invitation.
那就是要人回复，就是可能附一张明信片，说要回复你来或者是不来。
And there will be a RSVP card to see if you're coming or not.
那这个是什么？这是邀请。
And that is an invitation.
那个我来邀请你来。
I invite you to come.
那这主权在你。
And you have the right to decide whether to come or not.
那你可以决定来，也可以决定不来。
You can decide to come or you can decide to decline.
但是呼召是不一样的。
But calling is different.
呼召不是说主权不是在我们自己。
And we don't have the right to choose.
呼召乃是神这个创造宇宙万物的神来叫奉提你的名来召你。
But rather the God of all creation had called you by name.
他是照我们的名字一个一个来呼召我们。
He called each one of us by name.
不是呢我们想来就来，不想来就不来。
It is not saying you can come if you wish to come and you can decline when you don't want to come.
那我们第一个要有的认识就是我们是被神所召的。
So we need to realize this, that we are called by God.
神他从东从西从南从北他召他的被他所救赎的民来归向他。
He wants to gather all his redeemed people from the east, from the west, from the north and south, from all the people of his redeemed ones to come to him.
可以在天国的里面与主与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
And the verse says to recline at the table with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
哦，这是何等荣耀的一个呼召
！What a glorious calling it is!
如果今天美国总统对我们王岐山弟兄说，王岐山 ，OK， 我请你来赴宴席。
Today, if the president of this country says, "Brother Wang Jishan, I invite you, or I call you to a dinner with me,"
我想我们的弟兄不会说，哎呀，对不起哈，这个今天我要上班。
Our brother probably will not say, "Oh, today I still have to go to work."
今天我要送孩子去学校。
Or today I have to send my kid to school.
或者是今天呢，我还有要去做买卖。
Well, today I need to attend to my business.
如果总统来呼召我们的话
，If the president comes to call you，
那我们知道我们就会放下所有一切的来答应这个呼召。
We will probably put aside everything that we were doing and answer his call.
没有人对总统打电话来说，对不起哈，总统，请你等一下。
If the president calls you on the phone, you will not say, "Hey, can I put you on hold for a moment?"
对不对？
Right?
所以。何况是这位创造宇宙天地万物的神，他用他的恩典来呼召我们。
What about a God of all creation, he who created heaven and earth, he will, is calling us by his grace.
所以我们就要非常的看把这件事情看得很慎重。
Are we not going to be serious about this?
我们要把这件事情看得很重要。
And we will think this as an important matter.
第二点，我们要认识当我们来想到这个神召我们来赴他筵席的时候。
Secondly, when we think about our Lord who is calling us to his banquet,
我们要认识我们原来是不配的。
We need to know that we were not worthy.
我们记得圣经上告诉我们说，我们按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的，我们与基督无关，在以色列国民之外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
The Bible tells us, therefore remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at times separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and stranger to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
所以当王为他儿子来摆设宴席的时候，其实第一个不是召我们。
So when this king set up a feast for his son, he did not call us first.
我们本来 与他无份无关的。
We had no part in him.
我们本来是外邦人的。
We were excluded, we were Gentiles.
我们是在应许的诸约上是局外人的。
We were excluded from all the promises and covenants.
但是只因为神他第一个邀请的就是以色列人拒绝了神。
But the first people that he had called that were the Israelites, they rejected God.
所以恩典才可以临到我们。
Therefore grace fell upon us.
我们本来是不配的。
We were not worthy.
但是神怜悯我们。
Yet he had mercy.
我们记得在福音书有个迦南的妇人，她的女儿生病了，病得很严重，她就来找主耶稣。
Remember there was a Canaanite woman in the book of Gospels.Her daughter was demon possessed, so she came to find Jesus.
所以她对主说，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我啊，我女儿被鬼附的甚苦。
So she came calling out to Jesus, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on us. My daughter is possessed by demons and tortured by demons.
主耶稣怎么说呢？
Do you remember what Jesus said?
主耶稣很稀奇的对她说，我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And he said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
但是这个妇人没有放弃。
But the woman did not give up.
她说，主啊，帮助我。
And she came again saying, Lord, help me.
主说，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
And Jesus said, it is not good to take children's bread and throw to the dogs.
这个妇人还没有放弃。
And she still would not give up.
他就说，主啊，不错，但狗也吃他主人桌上掉下来的碎渣。
So she said, yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的成，给你成全了吧。
So Jesus says, O woman, your faith is great, and it shall be done for you as you wish.
从那个时候，她女儿就好了。
And her daughter was healed at once.
哦，感谢主耶稣基督。
How we praise the Lord.
我们本来是不配的。
We were not worthy.
但是神来怜悯我们。
Yet he showed mercy.
他来医治我们。
He healed us.
他把鬼赶出去。
And he casted out the demons.
那这个妇人，是对主有这样的信心，所以她得到了这样的恩典。
And because the great faith this woman had towards the Lord, he received such grace.
在旧约还有另外一幅美丽的图画。
And there was another picture in the Old Testament.
就是当路德来到波阿斯的田里来拾取麦穗的时候。
That is when Ruth came to the field of Boaz and gleaning there.
那波阿斯对这个外邦这个摩押的女子来施恩典。
And Boaz showed grace to this Gentile woman.
所以波阿斯说，女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人的田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要与我的使女们在一处。
And that's why he said, listen carefully, my daughter. Do not go glean in another field. Furthermore, do not go on from this one, but stay here with my maids.
然后路德就在波阿斯的田里面来拾麦穗。
So she remained there and gleaned in Boaz's field.
那波阿斯说，你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人来打来的水。
And Boaz told her, if you are thirsty, then you can go to my servant and can drink from their water.
所以路德就俯伏在地叩拜对他说, 我既是外邦人, 怎么蒙你的恩, 这样的顾恤我呢?
Then Ruth fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, Why have I found favor in your sight that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?
到了吃饭的时候, 波阿斯对路德说, 你到这里来吃饼, 将饼沾在醋里, 路德就在收割的人旁边坐下, 他们把烘了的穗子递给他, 他吃饱了, 还有剩, 还有余剩的。
And at mealtime, Boaz said to her, Come here that you may eat of the bread and dip a piece of bread in vinegar. So she sat beside the reapers, and he served her a toasted grain, and she ate and was satisfied, and had some left.
所以这幅美丽的图画让我们看到说, 一个外邦的女子在波阿斯面前蒙恩。
And so in this beautiful picture, we see even a foreign woman receive so much grace before Boaz.
她不止在波阿斯田里拾取麦穗,
Not only she was gleaning in the field of Boaz.
她不止在波阿斯田里有水可以喝,
Not only she have water to drink.
波阿斯邀请路德与她一同坐席,
And Boaz invited and called out to Ruth to come and dine with him.
所以路德可以到波阿斯, 就是来预表基督的面前。
Therefore, Ruth can come before Boaz, who is a type of Christ.
然后呢, 可以在波阿斯面前来与他一同, 在这宴席上有份。
And before Boaz, she can dine with him.
然后最后, 圣经上说他吃饱了,还有余剩的。
And she was satisfied and even had leftovers.
所以感谢主, 因着主的恩典, 他召我们来与他一同坐席。
So we thank the Lord because of His grace, He called us to His banqueting table.
其实在圣经上有讲到很多关于这个宴席的事。
Actually, in the Bible, we can find many references to this feast.
我们记得当 利未坐在税关上的时候, 然后主耶稣就对他说来跟从我。
Remember when Levi was sitting in his tax booth, Jesus came and said, follow me.
那耶稣在利未的家里就与他一同来坐席。
And so Jesus came to eat and dine in his house.
有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一同坐席, 因为这样的人多,他们也跟随耶稣。
And there were many tax collectors and sinners dining with Jesus, and there were many of them, and they were all following him.
所以神呼召我们, 就来召我们与他一同坐席。
So he called us, and he brought us all to his banqueting table.
他以爱为旗在我们以上。
And he set up a banner of love over us.
叫我们这些不配的罪人, 可以因着神的恩典, 来归向他。
That us sinners who are unworthy can come and belong to him because of his grace.
来跟随耶稣。
And then we can follow him.
那这是神的心意。
And this is God's heart desire.
但是我们可以来看哈, 大多数人的反应是什么呢?
But you can see what are the reactions from most people.
刚才马太福音我们那边读的, 第一个反应就是人不理这个 婚宴的王这个邀请婚宴的这样的一个护照。
And the first reaction we read in the book of Matthew, many people did not was ignorant to this calling.
那我们看到有一个人到田里面去。
There was one person that went to his field.
有一个人去做买卖。
Another went to tend his business.
那在路加福音讲到同一段圣经的时候, 他就说, 众人异口同声的推辞。
And in the Gospel of Luke, he also talked about the same parable, and where it says, everyone rejected the calling.
然后第一个人就说, 我买了一块地, 必须去看看。
And in verse 18, chapter 14 says, But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said, I have bought a piece of land, I need to go look it up.
第二个人说, 我买了五头五对牛, 要去试一试。
Another one said, I have bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I'm going to try them out. Please consider me excused.
第三个人说, 我才娶了妻, 对不起啊, 不能去啊。
Another one said, I have married a wife, and for that reason, I cannot come.
哎, 这很有意思。
And it's very interesting.
因为这个讲到地, 讲到田地,
because
讲到说是,
it talks about the field.
我们都是属地的。
A piece of land, it talks how we all belong to this world.
我们常常被这个地的事情所绑住。
We are all earthly, so we are all tied up to this land.
那就像蚂蚁在地上爬一样。
Just like ants crawling on the ground.
他不知道天是什么怎么样。
They might not even know what sky is.
如果我们是蚂蚁的话呢，那我们就不能够理解这个老鹰的它的一样的经历。
And if we are ants crawling on the ground, then we do not have the perspective of an eagle.
一个属地的。一个是属天的。
One belongs to the earth, the other belongs to the sky.
我们感谢主，主来了，他第一个来叫我们呼召的，就是要我们脱离这属地的捆绑。
But we thank the Lord when He came and He called out to us. The first thing He said is to depart from the bondage of this earth.
那第二个人说，我买了五对牛，要去试一试。
And the second person says, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I need to try them out.
牛是做什么用的？
What do oxen do?
我们知道牛就是耕地的，对不对
？And we use it to till the ground.
为什么要耕地呢
？Why do we need to till the ground?
因为这样子有撒种就会有收成
，so that you will have harvest.
所以收成以后，就有财富。
And after you harvest, you will have wealth.
所以呢，这个刚买了五对牛啊，是非常兴奋。
So you're excited when you bought these 5 new yokes of oxen.
所以呢，那个当有这样婚礼的一个呼召的时候呢，那这个人就说：“啊、对不起哈、哦，我不能去。”
So at the calling for this wedding feast, this person says, "Consider me excused."
感谢主，他来了，他要让我们脱离这个地上钱财的捆绑。
And we thank the Lord. He also came so that we can be freed from the bondage of wealth.
那第三个人其实好像比较有理由哈。
And the third person, perhaps his reason was more legitimate.
他说我才刚娶了妻啊。
He said I just married a wife.
我很忙啊。
And I'm very busy.
那我很爱我的妻子。
And I love my wife very much.
对不起啊，我不能去啊。
So I'm sorry for that reason I cannot come.
我是不太晓得说为什么他不能带他妻子一起去。
So I didn't understand why he could not just take his wife and go together.
但是我们可以看到人实在有各式各样的借口。
But we see men can find all different kinds of excuses.
我们要不然就是被地上的事情所捆绑。
Whether we're in bondage of the things of the earth.
被钱财所捆绑。
Things of wealth and money.
或者为着地上所爱的来捆绑。
Or the things that we love on this earth.
其实我们知道啊，如果说去赴主的爱的宴席的话，那我想这个人会更爱他的妻子。
We know if he had gone to the feast of love of the Lord.This person will probably love his wife even more.
但这三件事情呢，就让我们看到说，同样的一个心态，他们异口同声的这样的推辞哈，同样的心态是什么呢
？But of all these three people, they were all alike, began to make excuses.
他们相同的点是什么呢
？What's the commonality of all of these?
他们相同的点就是我。我
And they all began their sentence saying, I have bought or I have married.
因为我买了一块地。
I have bought a piece of land.
因为我买了五对牛。
I have bought 5 yoke of oxen.
因为我才娶了妻。
I have married a wife.
所以都是我。
Me.
那这就是反映在地上我们人的心态就是以自己为中心。
That reflects all of our attitude on the earth, that we are self-centered.
什么事情就是我最重要
Everything is centered upon me. I'm most important.
把神的事情就丢在一边
Now we can set anything of God aside.
因为我是最重要
Because I am important.
其实在现代的这个时代呢，我们就发现这情形更比以前更严重哈
And we know in this day and age, this phenomenon is even magnified.
我们记得夏令会弟兄告诉我们说，这个叫 selfie.
Our brother in the summer conference talked about us, this generation taking selfies.
就是自己拍照哈，这个现在很方便。
Taking pictures of yourself is very convenient now.
每个人都有这个手机可以拍照的。
Everyone has a cell phone that can take picture of yourself.
我们知道有这个iPod， 对不对？
There are iPods.
有 iPhone.
iPhone.
有 iPad.
iPad.
可能还有 ITV.
Or even ITV.
都是什么开头的
？And they all start with this letter.
都是 I 开头的哈。
They start with I.
这是我最重要。
Everything's catered to yourself.
哦，求主来开启我们的心眼。
May the Lord opens our eyes.
让我们看见啊，就是能够超越 这个看见这个自己以外呢，能够看见神。
So that we can see through and see beyond ourselves, so that we may see God.
当一个蚂蚁在地上爬，如果它的眼睛都是看地的时候
，For ant to be crawling on the ground, if all he sees is the earth,
他就不知道那个天有多美多高，天有多自由。天有多美丽
？And he may not ever know how beautiful, how great, how vast is the sky.
就前几天呢，我看到这样的一个新闻。
And a few days ago, I saw this piece of news.
就是 Pope Francis 他讲对这些年轻人讲一些话。
And Pope Francis was speaking to the young people in this generation.
他说什么呢
？And what did he say?
他说啊，现在年轻人呢，不要。浪费很多的你的时间在这个网络上，在这个智慧手机上，在电视上。
And he urged the young people not to waste too much time on the internet, on the smartphones, or on television.
因为这些都是没有意义的，没有真正意义的事情。
Because he said these things have no real meaning, are futile.
他怎么说呢？他说，我们的生命是。时间所组成的。
He said, "Our life is made up of time."
时间是神给我们的礼物。
And time is a gift from God.
所以不要把这样重要的礼物放在这样好的礼物，浪费在这些没有价值的事情上。
So it is important that we use this good gift and for something good and not in futile, useless things.
那可以花在一些。有意义也好的事情上，可以有一个结果哈，就是能够有丰盛的一些事情的上面。
But rather use it in good and fruitful activities.
所以我觉得这个实在是这个世代的一个问题。
And I think that is a problem of this generation.
是的，我们花很多时间在网络上。
Yes, we spend a lot of time on the internet.
是的，我们有很多人花很多的时间在脸书的上面。
And many people spend a lot of time on Facebook.
花在这些交谈的用网络交谈的事情上。
Or online conversations.
这不是不好。
It is not that they are bad.
但是如果我们眼目完全被这个所抓住。
But if that is all we see, this is the only thing that fills our eyes.
如果这个花了我们太多的时间。
And if that takes up majority of our time.
有人看电视就喜欢看连续剧
，and some people like to watch soap operas，
有的十集的，有二十集的，有四十集。
Sometimes you watch it 10 episodes or 20 or 40 episodes at a time。
要花多少时间啊
？How much time would you use？
那这些就把我们的时间所吃掉了。
And these will all consume our time。
把我们的生命吃掉
，and consume our life。
这些是不是有价值、有意义的事情呢
？And how much meaning do they give you？
所以求主来开启我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes。
让我们不来轻忽这样神的一个呼召。
So that we'll be not so ignorant on this great calling of the Lord。
圣经告诉我们说，我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
Bible tells us how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation？
当神来对我们的心说话的时候
，When God speaks to our heart，
说：“哎呀，那个看上网的时间太多，该停一停。
”And if he prompts us to say you have spent too much time on the internet， perhaps it's time to pause。
我们要听他的话。
Listen to him。
当主来跟我们呼召说：“主，你来赴我的宴席。
”When the Lord calls us to say come to my feast，
我们要听主的话。
Listen to him。
我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，怎么能够陶醉呢
？How can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation？
好，这是第一种人。
And this is the first response。
那人的第二个反应呢，就是反对主或者是拒绝主。
And the second reaction from man is to reject and to reject the Lord。
所以圣经上告诉我们说，有些仆人呢，有些这些人，他们就抓住这个王所打发的仆人凌辱他们把他们杀了
So the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them
圣经上也告诉我们说耶和华也从早起来差遣他的仆人众先知到你们这里来只是你们没有听从也没有侧耳而听
The Bible says the Lord has sent you all his servants and prophets again and again but you have not listened or inclined your ear to hear
主说耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊你常杀害先知，又用石头打死 那奉差遣到你这里来的人。
Even Jesus cried out, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stone those who sent to you.
愿主啊怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们知道说我们这个里面啊，这个旧人，我们这个原来犯罪的人是抵挡神，是拒绝神的。
So that we may know ourselves, our flesh, that inner man, who is a sinner, this old man, by nature he opposes God.
是拒绝神，是要杀害神的先知的。
By nature he rejects God and he stones the prophets and the messengers of God.
让我们能够来脱离这样的情形。
May the Lord rescue us.
那第三种人
，and the third response
就是没有预备的人。
There are people that did not prepare themselves.
有些人他们虽然进到这个宴席的里面
，even though there were some people that came to the feast，
王说看见一个没有穿礼服的，就说朋友，你到这里来，怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。
But the king came and looked at the dinner guest, saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes, and so he said, "Friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes?" And the man was speechless.
在启示录我们刚才读的圣经，我们这些信主的人可以蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
In Revelation we just read, those who believe are clothed in white.
这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
White and fine linen, bright and clean, and that is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以我们知道说，我们第一个，我们要脱离那个对神漠不关心的这种情形。
So first of all, we need to be rescued from our ignorance.
第二个，要脱离那个拒绝神的、反对神的情形。
And secondly, we cannot reject and oppose God.
第三个，我们要知道到这个婚宴的当中呢，我们要穿礼服的。
Thirdly, when we come to the wedding feast, when we do come, we need to wear wedding clothes.
这礼服是什么呢
？What is wedding clothes?
就是圣徒所行的义。
And here in Revelation it tells us it is the righteous acts of the saints.
我们感谢主啊，我们一得救的时候，神就给我们披上了义袍。
We thank the Lord as soon as we're saved, He clothed us in righteousness.
这是第一件衣服。
That is the first clothing that you have.
就像浪子回家的时候呢，虽然全身脏兮兮的，还没洗澡，父亲就把那个袍子披上。
And just as the prodigal son, when he came home, he was still dirty. He has not taken a shower.Yet the father first put a robe over him.
这个是义袍，是神给我们的。
That is the robe of righteousness. That is a gift from the Lord.
我们得救本乎恩。
And we were saved by grace.
但是我们得救也因着信，对不对
？But we're also saved because of faith.
那雅各说，没有行为的信心是死的。
And James tells us, faith without deeds is dead.
所以当我们虽然有父给我们披上了义袍以后呢，那我们还要因着这个救恩呢，我们的生命有改变。
Even though the Father gave us a robe of righteousness, but because of salvation, our life and our actions needs to change.
所以我们生命被改变。
When our life is changed,
那我们的行为就可以有个光明的行为。
Our action will also live out one that is bright and clean.
这是神给我们的第二件衣服。
That is the second robe we receive from the Lord.
就是那光明洁白的细麻衣。
That is the fine linen, bright and clean.
这是需要我们来跟神配合。
This is something that we need to be co-workers with God.
很有意思、很稀奇的事情是在诗篇四十五篇。也讲到两件衣服。
And very interestingly, in Psalm 45, he also mentioned two robes.
就是当这个王女被带到宫里面的时候呢，他说四十五章十三节，王女在宫里极其荣华，她的衣服是用金线绣的。
And Psalm 45:13 says, "The king's daughter is all glorious within; her clothing is interwoven with gold."
这是第一件衣服。
That is the first clothing.
下一节说他要穿锦绣的衣服被引到王前。
And the next verse says she will be led to the king in embroidered work.
我们知道金就代表神的性情。
We know gold is the character of God.
这个是这个王女她什么事情都没做。
And she had not done anything.
那她神就用她的义袍来覆庇我们。
And God has already clothed her with the robe of righteousness.
但是呢这王女还要再穿一件衣服，是绣，用这个锦绣哈，就是要 要用那个针线这样绣过的衣服。
Yet there was another piece of clothing. She would be led to the king in embroidered work.
那就表示我们每一天我们的生活要更新而变化。
Meaning that every day the Lord will intertwine our life with renewing our mind.
让我们的生命被神来绣一绣。
So that we will be embroidered, our life will be embroidered by the work of the Spirit.
把神的性情，把他的生命，把他的美丽能够滋在我们的里面。
And the character of God, the beauty of the Lord Jesus, will be embroidered into our lives.
所以当我们来赴那羔羊宴席的时候
，So when we come before to the wedding feast of the Lamb,
我们就可以得蒙恩来穿这个光明洁白的细麻衣。
By grace, we can be robed with this fine linen, bright and clean.
不是完全靠我们的行为
，Not only by our own deeds,
是靠着神的恩典
，But by His grace.
所以当我们能够这样来思想的时候我们实在愿意把自己多多的来归给他
So as we meditate may we allow ourselves to give ourselves wholly to him
那这样我们来可以来做一个蒙召然后被选然后一个得胜的基督徒
So that we can be those who are called and chosen and victorious
圣经上讲说被召的人多选上的人少
The Bible tells usMany are called, but few are chosen.
我们愿意吗
？Are we willing?
我们愿意来关心神的事吗
？Do we care about the things of the Lord?
我们愿意与他配合吗
？Are we willing to be co-workers with him?
我们愿意我们的生命被神来织来绣吗
？Are we willing for our lives to be embroidered by the work of the Spirit?
愿神给我们恩典，让我们都来答应他的呼召。
May the Lord give us grace so that we can all respond to His calling.
因为他来，原来是来召我们与他一同坐席。
Because He comes to invite us and to call us to His banqueting table.
好，那我们来看与神来坐席是怎么样坐席呢
？So then we can want to see what does it mean to dine with the Lord.
那在英文里面呢，刚才弟兄的翻译我们就知道与主一同坐席哈。那他那个英文就是说有点。就是躺卧坐下来躺卧的意思
And there was a phrase in English that these people were reclining at the table
那个在主耶稣的时候不是像我们这样子现在有个大家坐在有椅子然后坐在这个餐桌的前面
In the time of the Lord Jesus it wasn't like us today that we have a dining table and people were sitting on chairs around it
那个时候呢那个桌子是很低的
At that time the tables were all very low
那在桌子的外面呢，就有些垫子。
And there were mats outside, next to the table.
所以吃饭的时候呢，就是躺卧在那垫子上。
So when you're eating, you would recline at the table.
所以呢，左手就是支着这个身体哈。
So use your left hand to support your head.
然后右手就拿食物来吃。
And you use your right hand to eat.
那是他们吃饭的那样的一个情形。
That was the culture back then when how they eat.
所以与主一同坐席呢。在英文的里面呢，就翻成说与主一同躺卧。
So to dine with the Lord, we can also translate that into to recline the table with the Lord.
那在这样躺卧，在这样与主坐席的时候呢，是一个很安息的一个情形。
And when you recline the table, you are very peaceful. You are erect.
是也可以说与主同住，与主能够居住在主的里面
，and you are there dwelling and abiding in the Lord.
啊，那这个是坐席的一个情形
，and that is how you recline and dine at the table.
所以呢，我们知道说，像约翰他就是这样子，就靠在主的胸前。
So we know the Bible described John, the disciple whom the Lord loves, he reclined in the Lord's bosom.
啊，这是因为他们坐席的时候，就是这样躺卧的。
Because that's how they ate back then.
所以感谢主啊，他愿意我们来这样与他亲近。
So the Lord desires for us to draw near, draw close to Him.
我们知道，在我们的聚会当中呢，有时候我们会有弟兄姐妹请其他的弟兄姐妹到朋友到家里面。
We know in our gatherings, a lot of times some brother and sister will invite others to their house to eat together.
我们也很欢喜来请弟兄姐妹到我们家吃饭。
And we always rejoice when we invite people over to eat.
我们也很高兴当有人请我们到他们家去吃饭。
Of course, we're also happy when other people invite us to their house to eat.
那我为什么喜欢到别人家里吃饭呢
？So why do I enjoy to go to other people's house to eat?
不是要看看这个房子有多大多漂亮、啊、
Not to see how big and how beautiful is the house.
那我到一个弟兄姐妹的家里面，我就知道他们的家是怎么样子一个情形。
So because when I go to their house, I can see how is their household.
他们住的情形是怎么样
？How do they live?
他们家的气氛是怎么样
？What's their atmosphere at home?
他们在家里是怎么样子彼此相对待、
How do they live with each other and treat each other?
他们家的小孩呢？是怎样子在他们家里面生活的
？And what about their children? How do they live at home?
因为在家里不需要装甲啊。
Because when you go to their home, they are all at rest at their own household, and they do not need to pretend.
所以小孩在家里面就跑来跑去，对不对
？So the kids will be running around.
啊，那有的家里面的小孩呢，他们就会来跟你打招呼。
So some children will come and greet you.
有些人家的小孩呢，他就把到房间门就把门关上，但客人来的时候就把门关上。
Some children when the guests come, they will just run back to their own home and close the door.
所以你到一个人家里面，你就知道这个家里面是很热情的呢，还是这个家里面的人就是比较冷淡。
And so if you go to someone's house, you will find out if whether this person is more friendly or more distant.
所以我有这样的一个感觉。
And I have this feeling.
我想我们很多弟兄姐妹也有哈。
And I'm sure many of you do too.
就是我们如果到没有到一个人家里面呢，我们还没有那么多的认识他。
And if you have not been to someone's home, then you probably do not know them very well.
但是你如果到他的家里面跟他吃饭以后呢，哎，你就发觉你跟他关系就不一样了。
But after you have had a chance to go to their home and eat with them, then you feel that your relationship or your friendship with them changes a little.
不是他家的东西好吃不好吃哈。
Not that they're a good cook or not.
其实大部分都是好吃的嘛。
Most of the time, the people among us cook very well.
那我们借着交通呢，我们可以更多的来认识弟兄姐妹。
But through fellowship at their own home, we can get to know them better.
我们感谢主哈，将这样子的爱放在我们的当中。
We thank the Lord for placing such love among us.
然后我们到弟兄姐妹的家里面呢，我们若看见这个家流露着基督的馨香。哎、我们心里面何等的高兴。
And when we go to a household, we sense the fragrance of Christ filling this household, and we are so joyful.
所以感谢主，他要我们来与他来坐席。
So we thank the Lord. He called us to dine with him, to recline at the table with him.
那到主的桌子到主与主一同坐席呢，其实代表我们跟主有交通。
And to dine at the table is to fellowship with him.
我们感谢主，圣经上讲说，你们若尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道他是美善，投靠他的有福了。
And the Lord says, "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Blessed are those who take refuge in Him."
哦、oh, ，我们愿意多多的来知道主的美善。
Oh, how may we desire to taste and see the beauty of the Lord?
我们怎么知道来知道主的美善呢？就是要尝尝主恩的滋味。
And how can we know that the Lord is good?That is because we need to taste and see the grace.
在我们的诗歌上，有一首诗歌很好。
There is one hymn that is really good in the hymn book.
就是在562首，我有一位好朋友。
That is a hymn 562. I have a friend so precious.
我很喜欢这首诗歌。
And it is very dear to me.
他说我有一位好朋友，他是非常宝贵。
He says I have a friend so precious, so very dear to me.
他是爱我如此温柔，他爱非常甜美。
He loves me with such tender love. He loves so faithfully.
我不能活无他之处，我的爱他的提我。
I could not live apart from him. I love to feel him nigh.
所以我们就同住，我主与我。
And so we dwell together, my Lord and I.
我们这是一个何等美丽的一个情形。
What a beautiful picture he paints.
他第一节告诉我们说，主，我不能够活在没有主的地方。
He says, I could not live apart from him.
所以我们就与主来同住。
So we dwell together.
然后我们若往下看，那第二节就讲到说，我们与主同行。
And secondly, it says second verse says we walk together.
第三节讲到彼此相爱。
And so we love each other in stanza 3.
第四节讲到与主一起倾心吐意。
And the next is we talk together.
然后第五节讲到说一起工作。
And the stanza 5 says so we work together.
最后第六节讲到说 我们一起，我们与主与他一同作王。
And the last stanza says, "Soon there we will reign together."
所以在这首诗歌里面就讲到我们基督徒的一生。
So this talks about a whole Christian life.
我们因为来认识到主这样的爱、这样的美丽、这样的甘甜。
Because we have come to taste and see His goodness and His sweetness.
我们就愿意与他同住。
So we're willing to dwell with Him together.
然后我们就与他同行。
And to walk together.
然后我们就与他相爱。
And to love each other.
然后与他倾心吐意。
To talk together.
与他一同工作。
To work together.
最后与他一同作王。
And soon we will reign together.
哦，这是一个何等美丽的图画。
What a beautiful picture.
因为我们常常这样子来与主同住。
We have such a desire to dwell with him.
在圣经上，在诗歌上还有一首就讲到说，我们坐在他的面前呢，好像永世虽久，那赞美还不够。
And there was another hymn that talks about when we're sitting in his presence, it seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise.
那另外一首我们很多弟兄姐妹喜欢的一首诗歌是227首，讲到耶稣耶稣我的性命。
Another one that many brothers and sisters love, that is, O Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord.
因为爱的缘故，求原谅我，将你的圣名日念千遍不住。
It says, forgive me if I say for very love,Thy sacred name 1,000 times a day.
我当我第一次来听见这首诗歌的时候
I still remember the first time I heard this hymn.
在求主赦免我哈，我的第一个感觉呢，是这首诗歌怎么这么肉麻？
May the Lord forgive me for saying this. The first time I heard this hymn, I thought this hymn is too cheesy.
我就觉得哎，好像太。把这个爱讲得好像太高了。
As if this love is so great and high.
怎么可以来念神的圣名千遍不住呢？
How can anyone say his sacred name 1,000 times?
当我慢慢的来认识主的时候。
But as I gradually came to know the Lord more.
我就开始喜欢上这首诗歌。
And I gradually started to like this song.
耶稣耶稣是我们的性命。
Truly, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, He is our life.
在第四节里面讲到说，无人无物与你比拟，你的笑容是我欢喜，我爱爱你，你主。
And the last stanza says, Jesus, Lord, with me abide, I rest in thee, whatever betide. Thy gracious smile, my reward, I love thee, Lord.
现在回想到我第一次那时候不认识主的情形。
And when I look back to see the first time when I did not know the Lord.
我心里面觉得何等的惭愧。
And I felt so ashamed.
因为主是这样的美丽，这样的宝贵。
Because our Lord is so beautiful, so precious.
真的是日念，把他的名字来一天念千遍都还不够。
It is true if it would not be enough if you say his name 1,000 times a day.
早晨感谢主，我们可以一起来擘饼。
And we thank the Lord this morning we can break bread together.
我们也知道主在擘饼的时候，他也感动我们。
And we know his table he will touch us.
这个十字架本来是在世人看来是愚拙的，是羞耻的。
And the cross is foolishness and shame to the world.
但是在我们却是荣耀的。
But to us, it is glory.
却是甜美的。
It is sweetness.
愿我们更多来认识主。
May we truly come to know him more.
看见主的宝贵。
To see his preciousness.
所以我们可以来爱主。
That we may come to love him.
我们可以来把自己来奉献给主。
And to give ourselves to him.
在我们与主坐席的时候，我们刚才提到约翰是靠在主的胸怀。
As we recline the table, we mentioned that John leaned on Jesus' bosom.
在约翰福音十二章有看到另外一幅美丽的图画。
And there was another picture painted in John chapter 12.
就是在那里预备筵席的时候。
That they were preparing the feast.
马大伺候，拉撒路也在那里。
And Martha was serving, and Lazarus was also there.
然后玛利亚就拿了一斤极贵的真拿达香膏来抹耶稣的脚。
And Mary took a bottle of pure nard of great cost.And she came to anoint Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair.
就用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
我们愿意成为像约翰这样的吗？
Are we willing to be as John?
来依靠来主耶稣的胸怀。
To lean on Jesus' bosom.
我们愿意才像玛利亚这样吗
？Are we willing to be like Mary？
我们愿意把我们的宝贵、最宝贵，把那香膏的来膏在主的脚前。
To pour out what is most precious to us, to anoint Jesus with ourselves.
在差不多100年以前，有一位弟兄。
About 100 years ago, there was a brother.
他的名字叫做陶树。
And his name was A.W. Tozer.
他是在1897年出生的。
And he was born in 1897.
他生长在一个很贫穷的农村的里面。
He was born in a very poor countryside.
他有六个兄弟姐妹。
He had 6 brothers and sisters.
然后呢，他在年幼的时候呢，就是很淘气，很调皮啊。
And when he was young, he was a naughty boy.
他常常惹父母的生气。
And he was always misbehaving and angering his parents.
然后呢，他也没有读很多的书。
And he did not have much education.
他只读到14岁哈，就差不多初中毕业。
And he quit school when he was 14. That was in middle school.
然后，但是呢，他却在农村的生活里面呢，他能够在那个当中来认识主。
But through farm life, he came to know the Lord.
他在18岁的时候就得救了。
And he was saved when he was 18.
然后圣灵就开始改变他。
And the Holy Spirit began to change him.
然后他就开始他就被吸引来与主来亲近。
And he was attracted to come and abide in the Lord.
他就知道这个内室生活的重要，他把自己分别出来，常常找清静的地方来读经祷告，来与神有亲密的交通。
He came to know the importance of the life in the inner room, and he always find the time to come to separate himself from the crowd and to draw near to the Lord in prayer and reading the Bible.
结果这位没有受过什么多少教育的这样的一个人，却可以被神来使用。
And this person who did not receive much education was able to be used greatly by the Lord.
他写了一本书叫《渴慕神》。
And there was one of the book he wrote was called Pursue of God.
愿我们有机会的时候能够来读这本书。
And I encourage you guys to read it if you have a chance.
这本书实在讲到一个人怎么样子能够被神吸引，然后来渴慕他，然后来与他与神来交通，与主一同作息，然后被主来改变。
It talks about how a person can be attracted and drawn near by the Lord to disregard other things to come and pursue after God.
我们想到我们自己的读经祷告的生活。
And when we think about our own devotional time and our prayer time.
我们想想看啊，我们一天花多少时间来在主的身上呢
？And can we calculate how much time do we spend on the Lord every day?
啊，我们知道有弟兄姐妹有很好的这样的一个内室的生活。
We know some brothers and sisters have very good inner life in the room.
但是有时候呢，我们生活很忙，我们就忘了。
But sometimes our life gets busy and we forget.
也许就匆匆忙忙的读一下圣经。
Or we read it very rushly.
然后或者是看看表哈，看时间到了没有。
And then we will quickly look at the time, look at our watch to see is it time yet.
但愿主来感动我们。
May the Lord touch us.
让我们能够来渴慕他。
So that we can come and draw near to Him.
能够来。常常让这个起初的爱在我们的里面来激励我们。
So this first love can be revived in us.
神就可以在旷野来给我们摆设筵席。
So that he can even set a banqueting table in the wilderness.
这事实上是一个旷野。
In this world, we are in the wilderness.
但是主却可以在旷野里面来摆设筵席。
But in this wilderness, the Lord can still set a banqueting table before us.
问题是我们愿不愿意到他的面前。
The question is, are we willing to come before him?
愿主把这样渴慕来多多来赐给我们。
May the Lord give us such a longing and desire for Him.
然后，除了我们个人来与主来坐席以外呢
？Besides reclining at the table individually,
神要我们一同与主坐席。
He desires for all of us to come before Him corporately.
要讲到团体的一个来与主的交通。
And it's a corporate fellowship with the Lord.
我记得我刚信主的时候，也就很渴慕，来很盼望聚会。
I remember when I was first believed, I was very excited about coming to meetings.
然后这主日的聚会完了呢，就想到什么时候是下一次的聚会。
And whenever Sunday we finish Sunday meetings, I always think about when is the next meeting.
礼拜一的礼拜一的时候就想到礼拜三。
And when Monday comes, I look forward to Wednesday.
礼拜三祷告聚会，完了以后就想到礼拜五。
After prayer meeting on Wednesday, I look forward to Friday.
然后礼拜五呢，就想到礼拜天。
After Bible study on Fridays, I look forward to Sunday.
那后来呢，有段时间好像我对主的那个爱就慢慢的失去了。
But gradually, I felt as if I have lost the love for the Lord.
但是感谢主，当我来美国的时候呢，主就用他的爱。
But we thank the Lord when I came to America, He again drew me to Him by His love.
他就把我带到我们宿舍的一个读经的小组里面。
And brought me to a Bible study group in my dorm.
因为那时候我已经有经过一段就是在外面流荡的生活。
And by then I had already went through a period of time where I just wandered outside the church.
然后我就觉得我愿意回到主的面前。
And I really felt that I need to return to the Lord.
所以当有姊妹来邀请我跟他们一起读圣经的时候，我就说好。
So when a sister came to invite me to come to their Bible study, I said yes.
我问她什么时候读经啊？
I said, when do you go to Bible study?
啊，礼拜一到礼拜四每天晚上。
She says, from Monday to Thursday every night.
啊，刚开始我觉得这是不可能的事情。
And I first thought to myself, that's crazy.
但是感谢主哈，我们每礼拜一到礼拜四真的是我们十一点晚上十一点一起读圣经。
But we thank the Lord by His grace from Monday to Thursday every night at 11 o'clock. 11 p.m. we began reading the Bible.
然后我们读到差不多十一点半。
And we read till about 11:30.
我们读了一年。
And we did this for a year.
啊，因为我们在那时那段时间我们在那个宿舍，大家在那边住了一年。
Because all of us stayed in that dorm for a year.
哦，何等甜美的一个生活。
And it was such a sweet fellowship life.
愿我们主把这样渴慕放在我们的里面。
May the Lord give us such a desire in us.
愿主把那起初的爱恢复在我们里面。
That He can revive that first love.
叫我们与他能够愿意与他一同坐席。
That we'll be willing to dine with Him, to recline at His table.
叫我们来想到主就何等愿意与我们，他与我们亲近。
And to remember how the Lord desires to draw near to us.
我们会觉得我们跟主每天跟主亲近的时间是太多呢，还是太少？
Do we think that we have too much time fellowshipping with the Lord, or too little time?
我们来想想，我们与弟兄姐妹相聚的时间，一起聚集的时间是太多还是太少？
And think about the time you have to fellowship with your brothers and sisters. Is it too much for you, or is it too little?
我们要宝贵，我们可以一起与主坐席的时候。
We need to treasure these times.Where we can fellowship and dine with the Lord.
特别在擘饼聚会的时候。
Especially before the table.
我们要来。
Come.
你不来，你怎么能够享受这个宴席的丰富？
If you do not come to the table, then how can you enjoy the fullness of such a time?
我们不仅要来，我们还要准时来。
Not only we come, we need to come on time.
准时不是九点半。
Being on time is not at 9:30.
是九点半之前就准备好。
At least 10 minutes before 9:30, you will come and make ready.
而且我们来，我们要带礼物来。
And we also come to bring gifts.
我们要把赞美为祭来献给神。
To bring Him sacrifices of praise.
我们在灵和真实里面来敬拜他。
So that we can worship Him in truth and in spirit.
我们要在合一的里面来敬拜他。
And in oneness, in unity, we can worship Him.
我们要跟随圣灵的带领。
To follow the leading of the Spirit.
我们现在人很多，对不对？
Yes, we do have many people now.
人很多。可以是一个难处，但是人很多也可以是一个祝福。
Having many people could be a difficulty among us, but it can also be a blessing.
因为如果我们每一个人都自己走自己的路，这个就是一个难处。
Because if everyone walks in their own way, then yes, it will be a difficulty.
但是我们一起来跟随主就是一个祝福。
But if we can all rise up and follow the Lord together, then that will be a blessing.
我们也有不同的语言。
We all have different languages.
语言可以成为一个咒诅，也可以成为一个祝福。
Different languages can be a curse, or it can also be a blessing.
上个礼拜，我们有一些印度的弟兄们跟我们一起聚会。
And last week we have a few Indian brothers fellowshipping with us.
我们一位印度的老弟兄，他用印度语来祷告。
And last week there an elderly Indian brothers prayed in his own language.
然后有弟兄把它翻成英文。
And the brother translated into English.
然后再有弟兄把它翻成中文。
And then another brother translated English into Chinese.
这是何等美丽的一个图画。
How beautiful it is for us to worship together.
虽然我们有不同的背景、不同的文化、不同的语言。
Yes, we all come from different backgrounds, having different culture, having different languages.
神要从东、从西、从南、从北把人招来，来赴他儿子的宴席。
But God is gathering all the redeemed people from the east, from the west, from the north and south.To his banqueting table.
真的，我们要宝贵一起与弟兄姐妹一起聚集的时候。
How we need to treasure this time that we can have to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
因为到末了有一个何等荣耀的婚宴，就是羔羊的婚宴。
Because at the end time there will be a glorious banquet that is a wedding supper, the marriage supper of the Lamb.
神愿意我们每个人都在。其上有份
and he desires for each one of us to take part in that supper.
但是在这之前，神也给我们一个警告。
But before that, he warns us.
就是在对最后一个教会写的书信，在对老底家教会写的书信，那时候主在门外叩门。
In his warning come from his letter to Laodicea.
也许那时候老底家聚会也是每个礼拜还拨饼的。
And perhaps in the church of Laodicea they break bread every week.
但不晓得什么时候主就被关在门外了。
But somehow the Lord was standing outside the door.
所以主说：“看啊，我在门外叩门。”
That's why he says, "Behold, I'm at the door and knock."
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
If anyone hears my voice and open his door, I will come in him and will dine with him and he with me.
我们有没有把主关在门外
？Have we shut the door outside? Shut the Lord outside of our doors?
就算主被我们关在门外，他没有离去，他仍然对我们的心来叩门。
But even if we have shut him outside the door, he did not go. He stand at the door and knock.
他一直叩门，一直等到我们愿意来答应他的呼召。
He will not leave, and he will continue to knock until we hear his voice and open the door.
因为神的心意是。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Because that is his desire that anyone will hear his voice and open the door, he will come into him and dine with him.
所以感谢主，神荣耀的心意要终要达成的。
So we praise the Lord, his glorious will be accomplished.
我们愿意我们来预备我们自己。
We need to prepare ourselves.
圣经上讲到说，凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己。
And the Bible says, whoever has this hope will purify themselves.
我想我们都知道，主日的时候哈，我们聚集的时候，我们在特别是在西方的社会，要穿最好的衣服来聚会。
We know on Sundays, especially in this culture, on Sunday to worship before the Lord, you bring your best clothes.
这很好的一件事。
I think it is very good.
但是我们有没有想到说？我们的行为哈，在聚会的里面跟在家里是不是一致的呢
？But have we thought about whether our actions at church is consistent with our actions at home？
我们在聚会里面弟兄姐妹都这样的美丽，这样的温柔。
Yes, on Sunday you bring your Sunday best. Everyone seems so gentle and kind and nice.
但是我们在家里的生活是怎样的
？But what about our lives at home？
我们在家里是不是也是愿意？让主在我们里面工作，来流露主的芬芳呢
？Are we still willing to for the Lord to work in us in our home life so that His fragrance can flow out？
还是我们在家里面，我们就我行我素
？Or do we do whatever we want at home？
我们现在年纪比较大了啊，就比较认识一些事情。
As I grow older, I start to see things more clearly.
以前对父母讲的话呢，有时候常常觉得说听不进去。
And a lot of times, in the past, when my parents speak to me, I would not listen.
我有时候对我的小的时候对我弟弟妹妹跟他们生气跟他们吵架的时候。
And when I was younger, I would talk to my younger brother and sister, and I would fight with them.
那我的爸妈就跟我讲说，你读了这么多书，怎么还这样子啊
？So my parents would tell me, you have studied so much, why do you still behave like this?
读书有什么用啊
？What's the use of studying?
你怎么还是这个样子啊
？What's the use of your education if you're still behaving like this?
那时候我很不服气啊。
And of course, I would not budge.
因为我觉得我对嘛。
And because I thought I was right.
我书也读得很好嘛。
Yes, I had good education.
然后我这个事情我觉得不对的，我就很生气嘛。
And of course, this thing, something happened. I thought I was right, and I was became angry.
那我最不能接受就是说，你怎么说读了这么多书，怎么还这样子啊
？And what I cannot accept is if my parents ask me, "What good is your education if you still behave like this?"
那现在我才想到，其实我现在就明白我父母的心意了。
But now I look back, I start to understand what they mean.
他们是对的。
They were right.
我现在要问弟兄姐妹一个问题，也问我自己一个问题。
And this is a question I ask you and also ask myself.
我们读了多这么多的圣经，我们读了这么多主的话。
We have read the Bible so much. We have read the Word of the Lord so much.
我们是不是生命真的是愿意来被主改变
？Has our life been changed by the Lord? Are we willing to be changed by the Lord?
有一天。在羔羊的婚宴上，我们有没有礼服可以穿的
？On that wedding supper, the marriage supper of the Lamb, do we have wedding clothes to wear?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
阿主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你何等爱我们
！How you have loved us.
你召我们一同来赴。
You call, us, you call us all to come into your banqueting table.
主啊，愿我们来答应你的呼召。
Lord, may we respond to your calling.
我们愿意更多来回应你的爱。
So that we can respond to your love.
我们愿意你的爱更多的来在我们的里面来制作我们来改变我们。
May your love come into us to change us, to mold us.
让我们更多像你
，so that we can be more like you。
让我们能够有蒙恩得穿那个光明洁白的细麻衣。
Lord, by your grace, we may be robed in this fine linen。
好叫我们在那荣耀的婚宴上，我们每个人都有份。
So that on that glorious wedding supper of the Lamb, we can all take part。
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus。
Amen.